From out of the West comes Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Caught up that pony, Little Beaver. The sheriff's in trouble and needs our help, so let's hit the trail for the Cherokee Strip.
You fetch him, Red Ryder. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Ryder. Just a hoot and a howl behind Ace Hanlon, who is fleeing from the short grass country, are suddenly flagged down by a sweat-flecked rider who breathlessly tells Red that Sheriff Underwood is looking high and low for him. Knowing Dave Underwood as he does, Red scarcely hesitates, turns Thunder, and with Little Beaver trailing on Papoose, races into Cottonwood, Underwood's bailiwick, and throws open the door to the sheriff's office.
Red! Red Ryder! Well, you sure didn't waste any time getting here, Red.
Not after that message I got out on the trail. I knew you wouldn't be sending for me unless it was something mighty important.
Red, you remember a gent called Slick Madsen?
Slick Madsen? That sneaking gunslinger? You put Slick behind bars a couple of years back, didn't you?
Yes, he did, thanks to you. But the bars didn't hold so good, Red. Slick broke jail this morning. And the last seen of him, he was hightailing it for the Cherokee country.
Broke jail, did he? Well, saddle up, Sheriff, and let's be riding.
I guess maybe you didn't hear me, Red. I said Slick headed for Cherokee, across the border.
Oh, so that's his game. He's run for the strip where you or no other lawman can go in and get him.
It's about the size of it. Till the government in Washington decides just what state the strip belongs in, it's just an orphan as far as the law is concerned. If I wasn't wearing this badge, though, I'd be in there after Slick, and either him or me would be coming back.
I'm not wearing a badge, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say, Red. But I warn you, if you go up into Cherokee, not only is it plenty lawless, but you can't depend on any help from no one.
You're interested in seeing that Slick Madsen goes back to jail, aren't you, Sheriff?
I'd be plumb pleased if it had happened, Red.
All right, then. Come on, Little Beaver. We're going up to Cherokee, where the only law comes from Judge Colt.
Now, remember, Red, I can't legally grab Madsen till he sets foot across the border and into this state.
Well, get yourself set, Sheriff. One way or the other, you're going to get your handcuffs back on Slick Madsen.
You're crazy. You shouldn't have come up here.
You're the one who's crazy if you think so, O'Fallon. When I heard of all the dinero you was cleaning up here in Cherokee, I just couldn't wait to get out of that hooscow and join my old friend.
Well, what are you driving at, Slick?
Oh, don't put on that Sunday face. I know all about the little game you're running up here, getting settlers to come in on the promise of selling them cheap land. And then when they get their spreads built up, telling them the price is $50 an acre.
Huh? Well, they're supposing that's true. Where do you think you come off?
Now, is that a nice way to talk to your partner?
Partner? Why, you...
Oh. That's no way to act, O'Fallon. Oh. And next time you think up any tricks, it won't be your sixth gun I aim for. Is that clear?
Sure, Slick. Of course, anything you say.
Yeah, that's better. And what I'm saying is you and me are partners. 50-50. Understand?
All right, Slick, all right. It's a deal. But if you're going to take half the profits, you got to take half the risks.
Yeah, keep talking.
Well, some of these settlers can pay $50 an acre. Them, I don't want to run off.
Yeah?
Well, but what they need is a good scare to make them kick in. And I've been thinking if we can drive the settler out who they all look up to, maybe it'll put the rest of them into a paying up frame of mind.
Who's the gent you're figuring on turning out?
Name's Tyler, Sam Tyler. Lives on the spread with his daughter. Trouble is, I want it all to look legal, and there ain't no sheriff or marshal up here.
Well, then it's time there was a sheriff. And nothing would make me happier under the circumstances than to consider myself elected by the grateful voters. Let's get started, O'Fallon. I'm itching to get out to the Tyler Ranch on official business.
Red Rider.
That's right, Little Beaver.
Red Rider, me see a posse below in Valley, ride him into ranch.
Posse? But there aren't any lawmen here in Cherokee.
You look them down there, maybe 6-7 miles at Bottom Valley.
Well, I'll be doggone. That sure looks like a posse heading for that ranch, with every man of them toting a rifle, too.
You thinking maybe we ride him over to see what happened, now, Red Rider?
Well, that's a long haul from here, Little Beaver. But when you're trying to find a needle in a haystack, anything looks good. Start that pony. Start stretching, Thunder. It's a long ride to that little ranch. Come on, Thunder!
Dad, look over there. 6 men heading right for this ranch.
Looks like more of O'Fallon's dirty work to scare us out of here. Molly, go round with the boys, quick.
All right, Ted.
Howdy, man. Looking for someone?
You, Sam Tyler.
Yes, what about it?
Tyler, I got an order here. Either you pay up or you'll vacate.
If O'Farron thinks he can threaten me, I don't scare easy.
A sensible man wouldn't say things like that.
Yeah, well, I bought this place, and I'm prepared to pay what O'Farron asked. Not a cent more. And I'm staying right here, and no man's running me off.
The way you're talking, you'll be staying here forever, Tyler, if you know what I mean.
Dad, here are the boys.
Chuck, Billy, stand back by that fence and keep your hands by your holster.
Tyler, I'm warning you.
And I'm warning you, mister. This is my land. Now turn right around and get off in it.
You make one move for them guns and it's going to be just too bad.
You
Tyler.
Think so? Well...
Little Beaver, you hear what I hear?
We hear a gunfight, Red Rider.
You sure do, coming from that ranch. Remember what I told you about gun smoke and Slick Madsen? Well, shake up that pony. We may be too late.
Get him up, that fool. Stand.
Ride him, partner. Come on, Thunder. Sounds like the fight's all over, Little Beaver.
No, hear him shooting now for many minutes.
Hope we're not too late. Hold, Thunder. Say, what's this wagon coming toward us? Lickety-split. Easy, Thunder Boy.
Look, girl and man drive them wagon, Red Rider.
And they're coming from the direction of that ranch, Little Beaver. We better flag them down and investigate. Hold there! Hold it!
No, don't stop it, please. Can't you see I've got a wounded man here?
Yes, miss. But did you come from that ranch where all the shooting was?
Yes, yes. My father's been badly injured. Please let us by. I've got to get him to a doctor.
I'm not bad hurt, Molly. My name's Tyler, mister. Who are you?
Red Rider, Mr. Tyler.
Red Rider? What are you doing in Cherokee?
We come find them gunmen. Call them Slick Madsen.
Slick? But that's the name I heard one of those men call the leader of that gang.
Well, now, maybe I'm getting close. What was the trouble?
Well, a man named O'Fallon sold us our ranch, and now after we've got it filled up, he's demanding more money. And when we refused, these gunmen came out and drove us right off the place.
I see, and where are they now?
Still there, I guess. They acted like they was going to move in.
Good. Now, supposing I sashay back there while you get into the doctor's. Maybe by the time you're patched up, Mr. Tyler, I may have some news for you.
Thank you.
All right, start that pony, Little Beaver. Get moving, Thunder. We've picked up the trail of Slick Madsen. Come on, Thunder! Little Beaver?
Yes, Red Rider?
You stay here and watch the horses. I'm going to get off and go inside that ranch house.
You be careful, Red Rider. They got gate closed and man a gate to guard them.
You watch the horses, young fella. Let me worry about the rest.
Hold it there, mister.
I'm holding it. What's on your mind?
Where do you think you're going?
I was aiming on going inside.
Here? Well, supposing you turn around again and start making tracks out of here.
I said I was going inside.
And I said I got a finger that's pretty itchy. Now walk.
The only place I'm walking to is right up to this gate and...
In my arm, or that's how you drop that gun. Let go of it. Back over here.
I dropped the gun. Now let me go.
Not until I'm sure you won't make any noise for a while. This ought to keep you quiet.
Oh. Yeah, that's better. Now to get through this gate and inside that house. Don't reach for your gun. Now turn around.
Ryder. Red Ryder. Where'd you come from?
Where I came from doesn't make much difference, Slick. All that should interest you is where you're going.
Yeah? What makes you think we're going any place?
Well, the sheriff back at Cottonwood was getting a little lonesome for you.
Now, ain't that too bad? I hate to disappoint a brother sheriff.
Brother sheriff? What are you driving at, Slick?
Now, look, Ryder. The shoe's on the other foot up here. I'm wearing the star. I'm giving the orders. And I'm ordering you to pack up and get out before I make it my business to see that you do.
Now, that's not very neighborly, Madsen. Maybe I was aiming on settling here.
Yeah. Well, we got no room for you.
I might make a little room for you, Slick. Sort of a permanent homestead you can live in alone. About 3 feet wide and 6 feet deep.
Only one of us is going back, Ryder. And I got a hunch it'll be you in a long pine box. Now, get out of here.
So long, Sheriff. And for your sake, better start praying we don't have to find out if it's you or me who's the fastest man to a draw. Because I want to take you back alive.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. Returning to Red Ryder, we find that he has learned of the crooked deal O'Fallon is trying to put over on the settlers he has induced to come into Cherokee and build ranches, and Red is on his way to talk to O'Fallon face to face. But meanwhile, in O'Fallon's office, Slick Matson is leaning on the desk, his cold eyes glazed, staring down his erstwhile partner.
Oh, now don't go talking that way, Slick. You know I wouldn't hold out on you.
And how come you got $12,000 in the safe and you give me only $4,000?
Well, I was just holding the rest here for you, Slick. Honest.
Why, even to a critter like me, just hearing the word honest in your mouth makes me sick. You're so crooked.
Slick, put that gun away. Take all the money. Take every cent of it, Slick. Please, Slick, don't.
You better start praying, O'Fallon, because I'm going to... Well... Maybe this is going to work out better than I expected. O'Fallon, sit up here.
What's the matter? What's happened? You're not going to gun me down, huh? Oh, I knew you wouldn't. I'll open the safe
for
you.
See that big gent with the red shirt heading this way?
Yes.
That's an old friend of mine, Red Ryder.
Well, what's he coming here for?
I've got an idea, Ryder. I'd like to have a little talk with you, O'Fallon.
Yeah, but why me? What does Ryder want to be?
Ryder hates slimy rattlers like you. That's why. Now listen, I'm going out the back way. All you got to do is make Ryder understand he can't come in here giving orders. You understand?
Sure, Slick, sure.
Talk up to him, see? Make him understand you're the law in Cherokee. And I'll be right outside the back window to make sure everything's all right. Everything's all right.
Slick Matson, you're going to pay for this.
Howdy. Your name O'Fallon?
Yeah. What about it?
Maybe nothing, maybe a lot. Depends on how fast you understand things, O'Fallon.
Now, look here, Mr.
Ryder's the name, O'Fallon. Red Ryder.
Well, all right, Ryder. If you've got something to say, get to the point.
Fine, that suits me. I've been spending a little time talking to these settlers hereabouts who you've been trying to rob.
Yeah, well, rob is a word I don't like the sound of, Ryder.
No? Well, I know one way you'll never hear it again.
Well, if you reckon on coming in here and scaring me, you don't scare me at all.
A smart man wouldn't go for his gun, O'Fallon.
Well, I'm giving you three to turn around and then get out.
Don't be a fool. Remember, you haven't got Slick Madsen here to cover for you now.
One, two.
Oh, good boy. The shot that got him came from that back window.
Hey, look, O'Fallon's dead. Been shot.
Whoever gunned him down was outside that back window.
Well, if it ain't Red Ryder, back to his old murdering tricks.
Oh, it's you, Sheriff Matson. Look like O'Fallon's been killed.
And I got a pretty good idea who killed him.
I was just turning the corner when I heard arguing in here. Any of you men hear anything?
Well, yeah. I heard loud voices. O'Fallon's voice especially. I started over here, and I heard them shots.
Yeah, this is one time you wasn't able to shoot and run, Ryder.
Matson, you know who murdered O'Fallon better than I do.
I sure do.
Seems to be an open and shut case. You come in here, start an argument, find O'Fallon's got a mind of his own, and then you grab for your six gun. You always did have a reputation for being a fast draw, Ryder.
Sure looks as if the sheriff's got him dead to rights.
Well, Slick, you're sheriff. The next move's up to you.
It is, sure enough. And I think I'll be making it. Come on, Ryder, you're going to jail. But only till tomorrow. Because as soon as I can get me a judge in the morning, you're going on trial for first-degree murder. You know, Ryder, it's a shame for a Jasper like you to have such an itching conscience. A fella as smart as you could really make himself a pile if he stayed on the right side of the law.
You mean the law in Cherokee?
That's the only law I'll be interested in from now on.
In that case, you've got quite a few surprises in store for you, Slick. You seem to be forgetting why I came to Cherokee.
Only difference now is your plans have been changed. All right. You had your chance to talk turkey. You're going in that lockup.
And you better take my gun first?
That's just what I'm aiming to do. Let's have it, but first.
If you want it, Slick, come and get it.
Oh, you think he's so smart, do you? Well,
I'll get you for this, right?
Maybe, Slick, maybe. Now, if I could get you back around this desk.
I'll be watching for you, Sheriff. Why that window?
Carry. Hey, whatever.
Get your horses, man. Red Rider's escaped.
Little Beaver, I don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't had thunder outside that sheriff's office when I jumped through the window.
Me get worried, Red Rider, when you get taken from O'Fallon's office.
And a good thing you did. They didn't name Madsen Slick for nothing.
What we do him now, Red Rider?
Well, with two jobs on my hand, I don't quite know.
Two jobs? Understand.
Well, I've got to help these settlers stop Slick from driving them off their land. And I've got to make good my promise to Sheriff Underwood to get Slick across the border, where he can be sent back to jail.
We think of you and he trouble now. Maybe better we go back across border while we still can't do him.
No, Little Beaver. I've got an idea that may do both if we can get the settlers' help. Make tracks, Thunder. We haven't got a minute to spare. Come on, Thunder.
Us keep our ranches, and yet you come out here asking us to get our cattle together and start driving them south. Now, that don't make much sense.
Your father's right. If the others move off, they'll take all our ranches.
Don't you see, if you stay here, Madsen can still drive you off one by one just the way he did Mr. Tyler. But if you take the most valuable things you've got, your herds of cattle, and start driving them out of here, you're going to force Slick Madsen's hand.
I don't see any sense in that, ain't all. Probably mean we'll end up by losing our cattle to boot.
Now, I can't make you do anything you don't want to do. All I can do is promise if you'll do what I ask, I'll see that Slick Madsen never comes back to Cherokee to bother you. And I'm willing to risk my life making that stick. Now, how about you folks?
I don't see how I can do it. Listen, folks, listen. Maybe he's right. What we settlers have needed has been a leader. Someone to band us together and see that we fight back. Not as individuals, but for the good of all of us.
Yes, by golly, that's the American way of doing things. Ryder, I'll string along with you.
Are you with me?
Yes.
All right, then. While Madsen is out scouting for me, you've got to get your stock together and start south. Now, let's all meet at Pinyon Valley, ready to go at 5 o'clock. And remember, every man, Jack, have you come healed. If it's trouble they want, we'll give them more than Madsen ever heard of. All right, let's ride, Little Beaver. You've got to get to town and send a message for me.
Get him up there, Boots. Get!
Stretch him out, Thunder. We've got a lot of hard riding to do before this day's over. Come on, Thunder!
Bad Slick, we lost Red Rider.
Don't make much difference. He'll never dare show his face in these parts no more.
Yeah?
Sure. Any man who sees him up here can gun him down and ask questions after. Hey, that's real funny at that. Red Rider, fugitive from justice.
Hey, hey, Slick, look.
What?
Who's had it coming wide open for Leather?
Where?
Yeah, I see him now. Looks like Bandy.
Bandy? That's who it is. Must be something mighty important. Look at him come.
Hey, Slick. Slick, hold up a minute.
What's up, Bandy?
Well, something's gone all haywire, Slick. I just crossed the creek below Pinyon Valley, and you know what?
Quiet, open.
Well, every last one of them settlers has got their herds on the trail, and they're driving them out of here.
Driving the cattle out of here? Yeah. We can't let them do that.
This
is worth 20 times what the ranches are. We got to round up some of the boys, head them off this side of the railhead, and make sure they don't get away.
Sure.
Come on. Before we're through, this valley's going to be smoking with hot lead.
Get up. Come on.
Easy there, Thunder. Save all that pepper, son. We'll be needing it soon.
Mr. Ryder, I still wish you'd tell me just what you have in mind by all this.
I'd sure enough like to, Miss Molly. But I usually do most of my talking after.
Red Ryder, him don't say much, even when he talk, Miss Tyler. Him think him plenty. Him fight him plenty. But he no talk him much.
I'm starting to find that out for myself, Little Beaver.
Well, I don't mean to be disrespectful, Miss Molly, only... Little Beaver, up there, riding through those rocks ahead of us, aren't those men?
You betcha. Maybe 12 men, Red Ryder. And leader is man you looking for, Slick Maxim.
He didn't get here any too soon.
Any too soon? What kind of talk is that, Mr. Ryder?
You'll find out pretty quick. What I've got to do now is ride out in front of the herd so he'll see me.
Why, he'll kill you if you get out there.
He'll sure enough try to. But if he doesn't see me and light out after me, this whole plan will fall through. Now, Little Beaver, you stay here. Miss Molly, tell your dad to have the men halt the cattle. And Thunder, beat up the dust, fella. This is the chance we've been waiting for, and it better work. Come on, Thunder.
That's them settlers, all right. We got them now, sewed up tighter than a drum.
Yeah, but Slick, who's that gent breaking out there and making tracks, heading south?
Well, I'll be blasted. It's Ryder. Why, that fool. What a piece of luck this is. Londo, Bandy, look, the cattle's stopping there. You stay here, and if they move, take out after them.
Yeah, but Slick, where do you think you're going?
I'm going to get behind Mr. Ryder and punch his back so full of holes that you'll see clean through him.
Won't you let me go with you?
No. That gent's my meat, and I'm pulling up at this table alone.
I told you to stay back there.
Yes, but I see him Slick Maxim start chasing after you.
You did? Great. Now cut over there and get behind those rocks. When he starts shooting, I don't want anybody hurt. And this time, I'm including myself. All right, out in the open, Thunder. Come on, Thunder. You gotta shoot better than that, Slick. Keep her coming. Come on, Thunder. We've only got a few yards to go. Just beyond those rocks, Thunder. Oh, getting mighty close. Come on, Thunder. Sheriff Underwood, here he comes. He's all yours. Grab him.
It'll be fair enough, man. Yep, you're under arrest.
What right you got coming out of your state over the border?
No, Matson, you're the one who come over the border. You chased Red Ryder right back over the border and yourself into my arms. Take him away, boys.
So long, Slick. Happy days in jail.
Red, I don't know how to thank you. When I got that message from your engine partner sent to me there at the border, I couldn't believe it.
I was worried myself, Sheriff.
Well, now, if you come back to town...
Sorry, Sheriff, but I've lingered away from Ace Hanlon's trail too long now. As soon as the Little Beaver gets here, I'll...
Be here, Red Ryder. You betcha.
Then let's ride. We've got to find where Hanlon's holding out and run him down for good this time. All right, get up, boy. Come on, Thunder!
Took Slick Matson over the border in a hurry, right into the arms of the law. But things are happening fast back at Painted Valley Ranch. The Duchess is in trouble and has sent for Red Ryder and Little Beaver. So be sure to listen in again for the next exciting adventures of Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy.